play the game for the game's own sake, but the outcome is always a mystery. In this round, who will emerge victorious? Who will fall? Some may oppose, but can they be stopped? The Master Sleuth, with his machine-like ways, knows it's elementary. There's nothing strange afoot. The Golden Gate is in his sights. His sidekicks are ready to play. It takes deduction of the clues which lie within these walls. It's coming into focus, and all will be revealed. But who can solve this real whodunit?
Stadium, where 2 weeks after hosting a Winter Classic, the ice is gone, but the New England chill remains as the Patriots hope to craft a playoff win over the Chiefs tomorrow that will be a classic of its own. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton, coming to you live from CBS Scene here in Foxborough. This will be the first postseason meeting between the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs, two original members of the American Football League. Miranda Mason reports the bye week turned out to be a very eventful week for the Patriots.
I didn't come this far to only come this far. We still got further to go.
It's a win or go home. We're just doing our job.
You have to understand that if you don't play your best football, you won't play another game.
It's now a one-game season, and the Patriots have only one job, beating the Chiefs. Day one of divisional round prep began quietly, in the film room, as the Patriots staff reviewed film to set their game plan for Kansas City. With the game plan in place, the biggest question mark continues to be the Patriots' health. Julian Edelman, inactive since November after sustaining an injury against the Giants, is expected to play.
Every year is different, but going in, you have some experience of how these games are going to be and where you should be. And I'm trying to take full advantage of trying to go out and be able to put myself in the best situation to help the team.
Sebastian Vollmer, an anchor of the offensive line, is also expected to return.
I prepare myself, to play every game, play all the snaps, and if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Those guys are here for a reason, and obviously they mean what they mean to this football team for a reason, so we'll be looking forward to having as many healthy guys out there as we can on Saturday.
Isn't all clear for the Patriots. Defensive end Chandler Jones encountered an off-the-field issue during the bye weekend after a bad reaction to a substance landed him in the hospital. Jones addressed the media at the end of the week.
I want to apologize to all the fans and everyone support, but this weekend's probably going to be I'm focused on having probably the biggest game of my life, try to just to clear this, but like I said, I made a stupid mistake, and hopefully it can just blow by.
Now, we mentioned the pieces that the Patriots are likely to get back, but tight end Rob Gronkowski did miss two practices this week and was reportedly at a Boston hospital to receive shots in his right knee. That is the knee that he injured against the Broncos. He's also said to be battling a back injury, so Gronk is officially listed as questionable for Saturday's game, and he's one of 12 players that are marked as questionable on the Patriots injury report. I'm Miranda Mason. Steve, back to you.
All right, Miranda, thank you very much. Joining me now is Mike Reese from ESPNBoston.com. And you and Adam Schefter, you broke this story that Gronk had to go to the hospital, be hospitalized, and get an injection in that knee. Tell us about
Well, Steve, let's talk about the week for Gronkowski. We know that he didn't practice on Tuesday. Right. That was their one full pads practice of the week, so that's significant. And then he didn't practice on Thursday, and that was, when he was at Massachusetts General Hospital to get treatment on the knee. And as part of that visit to the hospital, it included an injection. We also know, Steve, that we should mention that the Patriots added a back injury to their injury report for Gronkowski. So it's the knee and it's the back. He's officially questionable, 50-50 to play.
You
in the
think
words
he's
going to
play,
report.
Though, right?
Well, the expectation, the team believes he will play. But look, Steve, this has been crazy with right. Gronkowski this year. You know, going back to that Houston game, they weren't even sure he was going to play in that game, and it turned late. So you always want to sort of leave yourself some wiggle room here. But the expectation is that he'll play. But they want to see how he feels tomorrow morning before they know that for sure.
So what should the fans' expectations be of Rob Gronkowski?
You know, it's not going to be a full Gronk because he's obviously battling something. And think about it this way, Steve. You know, what does Bill Belichick always say? We wouldn't do it. We wouldn't practice if it wasn't important. And the right. fact that he wasn't at two of the practices this week, you know, that's significant because what's more important than that? Your practice. They felt like it was better for him to be at the hospital one day and then it sort of held back another day. So you're not going to get a full Gronk. But you know what I always say, Steve?
What's that?
75% of Gronkowski is almost better than 100% of any other option you have. So just be thankful that you'll probably have that in this game.
And how do you think the Kansas City is going to key on Gronk?
Well, they're obviously going to key on him, Steve, but they're going to want to see how Edelman is, too. That's a factor in this as well. But it's just like the Patriots on the other side with Kelce. Gronkowski's obviously a key guy for them. They have a plan for him, and Eric Berry's a big part of that. Their safety, look for him in that matchup as well. Gronkowski, even at 75%, is always going to be a highlight for the other team to lock in on.
Do you think, you know, Edelman, when he's talking about going back, he's going all out. That's Edelman. You know what? That's how he is. What's Gronk's mentality when he's injured and still playing?
Well, you know, Steve, he's been down this road before, right. and that probably helps, whether it's, you know, the back, whether it's the forearm, whether it's the knee. So I think that experience helps him in this. I think mentally and physically, you know, this is a tough player that probably doesn't get enough credit for that toughness now in his sixth year.
All right, Mike.
All right, Steve. We'll see you later on in the show.
Later on in the show. Exactly right. All right, we got plenty more ahead on this Patriot Live edition of Patriots All Access, including Scott Zolak's conversation with head coach Bill Belichick.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Captain Devin McCourty on the eve of the NFL's divisional round playoffs.
The regular season is gone. You know, whatever stats, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. It's all about how you play in one game.
And later, we go one-on-one with Pro Bowl corner Malcolm Butler.
The beginning of this season, I was out there playing, but at the same time, you know, I really didn't process everything and really knew what was going on.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. With a victory on Saturday, New England can join the Oakland Raiders as only the second team in NFL history to advance to five straight conference championship games. The Raiders accomplished the feat back in the mid-1970s. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO on the week of the Academy Award nominations. No one took in more film than Bill Belichick. Scott Zolak found out that he only watched one genre. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Zol's conversation with head coach Bill Belichick.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, Kansas City, obviously the opponent here tomorrow afternoon. Before we even talk about this game, last week, the bye week, attention to detail, self-scouting prior to you understanding who the actual opponent was going to be. How'd your bye week go?
It went good. I think we got a lot of work done on us, regardless of who we were going to be facing. And then, once we found out Saturday night it was Kansas City, then it was full speed ahead on the Chiefs.
When you watch the Chiefs and how they put away the Houston Texans, pretty indicative of how their streak has gone. Really, really good game in all three phases, kicking game, offense, defense.
That's probably one of their most dominating game of all those wins. They have had a lot of close wins and games that were more competitive than that, but they were really hitting on all cylinders down in Houston. And as you said, offense, yeah, defense, special teams were all a big part of it.
You've been in a divisional round before where, say, it's Baltimore or it's the Jets, teams that you're familiar with that you've actually played during the year. Kansas City, you played them once in the last 5 years. Does it incorporate more studying? And not that you guys don't study, but you know what I'm saying. Do you have to put more into the fact that it's a not common opponent?
Yeah, I'd say definitely that would be the case. That, you know, you just look at them a little more carefully because you don't have the same kind of background or familiarity with them. And you want to make sure that from a coaching standpoint that you give your players and your team every opportunity to be successful. And you don't want to leave a stone unturned for a game like this.
Kelsey's a pretty good tight end. You have one that's, you know, probably broke the mold. Yeah, you know, when you look at Rob Gronkowski, are there any similarities there? And, you know, you got a pretty good core of tight ends with Rob, with Chandler, with Williams. Can they emulate things in practice to help you get ready to face Kelsey?
Yes, probably can. I'd say both Rob and Travis Kelsey are both big, strong, fast tight ends that are big targets, that have good hands and can run after the catch with the ball. So, they're both dangerous. There are probably a lot of similarities, those two players.
Seems like your team's eager to get going tomorrow. They've been talking about it for 2 weeks, and now it's time to play ball. Fair to say, what are you anxious about tomorrow to see how they react?
Yeah, well, just to see it all come together. You know, we've worked hard throughout the year to put ourselves in this position, and then we're all excited to go out there and compete and see it all come together.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Nick in Roslindale. Wants to ask you about running quarterbacks. There's a long list of them. Not that you really put Alex Smith at the top, but when you watch him on film, he can kill you in third and four and five, can't he?
Yeah, and in other situations, too. He runs when he needs to run. So I don't think it's so much how many times the quarterback runs. It's the situations that he runs in. If he hurts you in those situations, that could be the difference in the game.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, like Nick did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag and AskBB. Speaking of AskBB, I'm going to ask you to come back later in the show. We're going to do the Belustrator. What are we going to look at?
Well, all three phases. Chiefs got, they're strong in all three areas, so we'll check those out.
All right, I'll see you later, Coach.
Let's go ahead. We'll talk to Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler. Stay with us as this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access continues from CBS Scene. Christian Forey with a special playoff edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, here's your question for this week. Which under-the-radar player will have the biggest impact in this game?
If the Chiefs have a chance to beat the Patriots, they're going to have to run the ball effectively. And if the Patriots are going to stop that run, a guy like Malcolm Brown will be key in the middle. He's got the athleticism to go from side to side, and that's what the Chiefs like to do. They like misdirection. They like to keep you on your toes. Malcolm Brown is a guy that could really stand out in this game.
As the Patriots struggled on offense down the stretch, James White was one of the few guys making plays. Now you're going to have a healthy Gronk, a healthy Edelman, and White will see even less coverage from Kansas City. James White is going to make a name for himself Saturday evening.
I agree with Andy. James White is my guy. Look at what the third down backs have done in the past. Start with Shane Vereen, Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead. They all make those big plays, those got-to-have-a-plays in these big-time games. Weather's bad. You need this play. James White's going to come up big in this game. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
All right, Christian. Well, he's one of the leaders on the Patriots defense. There's no question about that. The safety who was often the last chance of keeping the receiver out of the end zone. I found out that Devin McCourty relishes his role as the Patriots captain.
Well, first of all, Devin, how was your bye week?
It was good. You know, got a chance to rest up a little bit, stayed around here, treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a playoff time, so you're doing whatever it takes to try to, you know, get healthy as possible and be ready to go for the game.
A lot of talk has been about flipping the switch or hitting the reset button. Do you think now there's a sense of urgency? Your team gets what's at stake here? It's a one-game season?
Definitely. I think, you know, since I've been here, you know, Coach Belichick, the whole staff does a great job of flipping the switch into the plus. I don't care if we're coming off the, you know, the end of the regular season, 4-0, 5-0, you know, this year 2-4.
Right.
It's always the regular season is gone. You know, whatever stats, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. It's all about how you play in one game. And, you know, from watching the playoff games the first weekend, you can see, you know, teams that didn't do certain things well throughout the regular season for one game, they did them well and they won. So it's important to make sure you play your best football for that one night.
What do you take from last year's game? You played Kansas City a year ago, okay, and they put it to you guys pretty good. Mm-hmm. What do you take from that game? Do you even look at that film?
Yeah, I mean, a team beats you that bad, you know, I'm sure they have to turn on the film and say, you know, this worked, you know, that worked. You know, maybe there's some things from that game that they felt they don't need to do anymore. You know, from the way it went, I doubt it, but I think we definitely, you know, we watched that game and, you know, we seen things that if it come up again, we want to be better prepared and ready to go on that.
Let me ask you this. How much does the experience from last year coming off the run that you guys had help you in this year's playoffs?
I think it gives us a good idea of what we need to do as far as one game at a time, resetting and understanding that each game is different. You know, we came out last year, the first game against Baltimore, down 14 two times. You know, you go to the AFC Championship, we beat the Colts pretty good. You know, the Super Bowl is back and forth. The game comes down to a last play. So it really, I think, gives the guys that were here a mentality of, you know, one play at a time. And, you know, if you can move forward in the postseason, each game is different, and you got to be ready to go for each one of those.
Give me the mood of this football team right now.
I think anxious, you know.
Anxious
and urgent to get back out there. You know, we don't take it for granted. You know, especially me. I have a brother who played in the league 7 years, has yet to play in a playoff game.
Wow.
And,
so, you know.
Talking to him, I see he just wants to play in a playoff game. So I think we always understand here, you know, it's not given. You know, you're not going to always line up each year and go to the playoffs. So when you do make it, you want to take advantage of playing in the postseason.
Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
All right, Devin.
The captain, Devin McCourty, and joining me now, Mike Reese, back again. And
yes.
Let me ask you this. You know, McCourty's been nicked up.
Yep.
But there's been a lot of guys on defense that have been nicked up. How healthy is this Patriots defense?
Well, the one person I would focus on with the health, Steve, is Dante Hightower, right in the middle of that defense. Remember, he didn't play in the season finale against the Dolphins. So
right.
He had that week off. He had the bye week. And now he comes back, you know, this week. He's, you know, feeling better right. with that left knee. And such a key guy. We saw that during the season when he was in. You know, the run defense was better. When he was out, some leakage showed in the run defense, and he's feeling a little bit better this week too because his Alabama team is national champions. Yep. So he had a little extra hop in his step this week.
There you go. But they're going to be challenged with Alex Smith tomorrow, aren't they?
They are as a rusher, Steve. When you look at rushing right. quarterbacks in the NFL this year, Alex Smith ranked fourth among quarterbacks in terms of rushing yardage. So accounting for him as a rusher when plays break down, that's a big part of this as well for this Patriots defense. They talked a lot about that this week.
How fired up is this Patriot football team just to get here tomorrow?
Well, I think they're ready for a game, Steve. That was a sense I got, you know, being in the locker room by the end of the week. It was time for the game.
Right?
And that's what you want if you're Bill Belichick, to sort of build it up, you know, to the game, get the players sort of rested, and then sort of gradually get there. It's been an interesting week, Steve, to say the least. Some unexpected things happen, but I think ultimately when that ball's in the air, they'll be ready to go.
And they have been good at distractions, good at putting aside distractions.
Well, that's part of what they do, and there's been plenty of them over the years, and Bill Belichick, 16 years as coach, right? And this was another one this week, and to say that they're not affected by it, Steve, I think is a little bit naive. I mean, obviously, they are affected by it because they see one of their teammates struggling, something happened, and it becomes, you saw the media in that locker room
that's
throughout
right.
the week. There were a lot
packed.
Of people in there.
Jam-packed.
And so you're bringing a distraction into the room, but overall, Steve, they do a very good job, and that, to me, what I see is the leadership of the team sort of shines through in a week like this.
And one last thing, Mike, they stick up for each other.
They do, Steve. They do. You get, when you're talking about players like Matthew Slater, Rob Ninkovich, Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, you can go down the line, Steve. There's a lot of high quality people from a football perspective in that room.
I'm going to stick up for you because your salad's over there waiting.
Thanks, Steve.
I know you want to go back to eat.
Keep dragging me back in, but I like it.
Mike Reese, our guest. He'll be back again as Patriots All Access rolls on here at CBS Scene. Stay with us. I want to eat too.
coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick breaks down the hottest team in the NFL on the Belistrator.
You know, a lot of pass rush, very good edge speed.
But first, a conversation with first-year starting cornerback Malcolm Butler.
When you do that, and people expect you to, you know, be Superman when you're out there.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly are these interesting facts regarding this week's playoff matchup. The Patriots and Chiefs have met 33 times over the past 56 years. Kansas City holds a 17-13 advantage with three ties. The last two times these teams have met has been on Monday Night Football, New England winning by 31 in 2011 here at Gillette, and the Chiefs memorably routing the Patriots last September in Kansas City. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Hey, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Look how cold it is. My hands are in my pants.
Nice and warm. You're not going to get much warmth down there. Right. All right, let's get out of this
game. Kansas City Chiefs are coming to town.
That's right.
They have the ability to run the football. Jamal Charles is down. They have Ware and West.
Yeah.
Patriots are pretty good in the front seven.
Yeah, and if they can't run the football, they're not going to be able to stay in this game or be able to chance to win this game. The last time the Patriots struggled to stop the run was against the Broncos.
Denver.
And why?
Because Dante Hightower went down the game. Our old friend Gerard Mayo came in, but not the same kind of speed.
Didn't have quite the right angle or the speed to get to those.
So here's what we're going
to
do. You're going to be Jamie Collins. I'm going to be Dante Hightower. So ball's over there. So me is the mic, 54. And remember, when you go off tackle, I've got to have the ability to react left, to react right, meaning up front you got to be good. But here's your athlete right here. Not the Fourier is an athlete, and I'm not. Jamie Collins, the ability for him to run stuff.
If I'm going down, I'm going to get lots of space right here.
And then
when the ball does start to go, I have enough speed to want not only avoid the block, but to get right in position to make the tackle and use the sideline as my friend.
So you got to be stout up front, meaning guys like Brown, guys like Hicks, keep it going. Jamal Sheard, you got to take two guys.
Make them earn it, stretch it out.
The combo blocks with the center and guard can't get up on guys like me, Hightower, and him, Jamie Collins.
It's so windy, I'm crying. But that's what the Chiefs are going to be doing. No, Chiefs, it's not the Chiefs, it's the Chiefs.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Zoe and Fourier, they still have it. I'll tell you that right now. Welcome back to the CBS scene. This live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I am Steve Burton. From a total unknown to the name heard around the world, Malcolm Butler's rise to fame has been as meteoric as the Beatles. It was a long and winding road for Butler to get to the National Football League. And Bob Sosi will tell you, I'll tell you this, he will be remembered when he is 64.
Back to something you said in the preseason, I believe, and you said, I don't want to be remembered for one play. You think with the 2015 season you've had that you're going to be remembered for a lot more?
When you do that, and people expect you to, you know, be Superman when you're out there, but, you know, I thought to myself at the same time, you know, I just need to calm down and just play. You know, I knew for a fact that I wouldn't be remembered just for that play, you know. People seeing that, my teammates, the coaches, you know, I've been with this team my whole 2 years, and last year, you know, they seen great things, the things that I can do at practice, and so it wasn't nothing new to them. It probably was new to the world and different people on the outside, but, you know, I'm always out there trying to make a play.
Congratulations, Malcolm. Here are the keys to your brand new Colorado.
And the Grammy goes to...
Once again, another interception by Malcolm.
Are you still the same person? Because you've been through so much since the play to clinch the Super Bowl last year.
You know, I feel like I'm the same person, most definitely. You know, other people might think different, you know, but of course they're going to think that if they don't know you personally. But I learned a lot. You know, I didn't play much last year, you know. You know, as the beginning of this season, I probably was like kind of out there in no man's land. You know, I was out there playing, but at the same time, you know, I really didn't process everything and really knew what was going on. So it took time, and that time helped out, and, you know, it's all processing together.
Different then against Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, some of the other great receivers you had to face as the season went along? Were you able to slow the game down or maybe not get overwhelmed with the circumstances?
Most definitely. You know, I think that first game, you know, taught me a lot. Yeah, it taught me to calm down, don't overthink, you know, let me know I still had work to do, made me work even harder. And, you know, like I said once before, it just progressed all the way through the season.
The fans recognized it. Your peers around the league recognized it, coaches as well, because you were voted to the Pro Bowl. Your first full year as a starter, your second season in the NFL, you're a Pro Bowler. How did you find out that you were selected for the Pro Bowl, and what does it mean to you?
You know, I found out through my agent. He called me and said, I got some news to tell you. And he said, you made the Pro Bowl. And, you know, I thought he was joking with me or whatever, but, you know, I say I was surprised to make the Pro Bowl because, you know, my standards are very high. You know, I got very high standards. But it's amazing that, you know, all my NFL player peers, you know, voted for me. And, you know, I really appreciate it. And that means a lot because those people know football.
This is what you work for on the cusp of the playoffs. How exciting is this time for you? Now in year two, a second straight postseason for you.
You know, it's very exciting. You know, last year I was in a, you know, different role. You know, I was excited at the same time, too, you know, going to the playoffs. As a rookie, your first year in the league, and, you know, got another opportunity this year with a bigger role. So I'm excited, you know. Ready to go out there and see what our team can do. Just blessed to have another opportunity to keep playing.
And as it turns out, in the wake of his Super Bowl heroics, Malcolm Butler, anything but a one-play wonder. Steve, he was reliable and durable. Three players for the Patriots started every game this season. Tom Brady, yep. Rob Ninkovich, Malcolm Butler.
So no sophomore slump for this guy. He has really lived up to the hype that he built in that one Super Bowl game.
No sophomore slump going against some of the league's best. Antonio Brown, Sammy Watkins, DeAndre Hopkins. He answered the call and earned a Pro Bowl invitation.
And he loves those challenges, doesn't he? He loves taking on big guys.
He's a feisty guy. Love watching him play.
All right, Bob. Have fun calling again tomorrow.
Thanks, Steve. Looking forward to it.
All right, Bob Sosia, I guess. Up next, we'll check in on Kansas City, where they are hailing the Chiefs. As Patriots All Access continues live here at CBS Scene. Stay with us. Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. We are, yes, live here at CBS Scene. You know, the Chiefs shutout win over Houston was their first postseason win, get this, since 1994. Their first win. And Dan Roach reports Kansas City liked their first taste of success in this century.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
Playoff shutout for Andy Reid and the Chiefs over the Texans. 30-0 here today.
For the first time in 22 long years, the Kansas City Chiefs won a playoff game. The Chiefs went into Houston and dominated the Texans to the tune of 30-0. It was KC's NFL best 11th win in a row as the Chiefs opened the game with a 106-yard kickoff return from Nile Davis and never looked back.
I've been to the playoffs four times, and this is, you know, it took me 11 years to get one playoff win, but I tell you what, it's been worth it.
And next up, another road battle. The Patriots, a team that the Chiefs have a tremendous amount of respect for.
They have talented players. They develop their players really well. They're well coached. And that's something that's evident when you look at the film.
Brady has time in the pocket, throws to the far side, and that ball is intercepted.
The Patriots and Chiefs last met in week four of the 2014 season, and the Pats were pummeled to the tune of 41-14, a game that saw Tom Brady throw for just 159 yards with two interceptions while being sacked three times. While Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith was 20-26 for 248 yards and three touchdowns.
You had an outstanding game against them here last year. What do you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been talked about a lot. I mean, yeah, both sides are looking at it, and it was a long time ago. A lot's happened in between them. They've had 2 weeks. You know, both sides are going to have to be ready for everything.
Even though the Chiefs' defense got to Tom Brady a year ago, they know that Brady shines in the postseason, as Brady enters Saturday with a career mark of 21-8 with four Super Bowl titles. He's also 9-2 in the divisional round with 22 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
It looks like he's going to get some of those guys back. I'm sure he's happy about that. He's done it with all different types of receivers. Great player. That's what they do.
And finally, after knocking off Houston last week for their first postseason win since 1996, the Chiefs insist they're not just happy to be here when it comes to Saturday's battle at Gillette.
We understand what's at stake. We understand it's a big-time game. It's going to be a big-time atmosphere, but we've got to do our best to try to keep it the same.
And there are plenty of impressive numbers when it comes to this Kansas City Chiefs team. They are the second team in NFL history to start a year 1-5 and then make the playoffs. Yes, they've won 11 games in a row coming into this game here in Foxborough. Also, fewest interceptions thrown by a quarterback this season, tying for the league lead, Alex Smith. Tom Brady, each throwing 7. The defense, only 2 teams gave up fewer points. And the special teams unit for the Chiefs is outstanding. The Kansas City average position on offense, the 31-yard line. And Nile Davis started the win over Houston last week with a 106-yard kickoff return to get things going. Yes, all 3 phases important in the game to head coach Andy Reid. And we also know important in the game to head coach Bill Belichick of the Patriots. We see it each and every week on the Belestrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belestrator, big Belestrator, divisional round Belestrator. I like these in the playoffs, Coach. Kansas City, what are we looking at?
Well, we'll start with Travis Kelce. He's the tight end. He's really done a good job for him, very productive guy. You can see him on this play. Pretty much does everything you want him to do. Big, fast guy, big target in the middle of the field. The ball's a little bit low, but, you know, he makes an easy catch on that. And then does an excellent job running after the catch of breaking tackles. You can see his athleticism and his power. You know, strength, trying to stiff arm there on the sideline against McKinney, not running out of bounds. So, you know, tough guy to handle, does a lot of things well in the passing game.
All right. I mean, are their routes real rigid, or does he have the ability to change things mid-route from what you've seen on film?
They do some of that, you know, but a lot of crossing routes. You know, he does a good job of the inside routes, the outside routes, the shallow crossing routes, catch and run plays. He's involved in a lot of bubble screens, part of the running game, things like that. So they get the ball to him at all 3 levels, short, intermediate, and deep. And, again, as we see here, he's very good after the catch.
All right. Here we go defensively.
Well, you know, a lot of pass rush, very good edge speed. You know, the Texans here are trying to get a double team. And, you know, Bailey just runs over the tackle, ball comes out, strip sack. A lot of interceptions, a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We've got to do a good job, obviously, in terms of our protection and being able to handle, you know, Poe and Bailey, DeVito and those guys inside, as well as, you know, Houston, Ford and Holly outside.
Okay, third quarter.
Well, here's I think a good example of their secondary. They've had done a great job intercepting the ball this year with their corners and their safeties. This is Parker here on the slot, and he plays safety, and he also plays some of their nickel corner. But you know, a tight throw, ball comes in there, gets, you know, tipped around. Barry comes out of the middle of the field, makes a good play on the interception to turn the ball over. So quite a bit of man coverage. You know, our receiver's going to have to do a good job of getting away from these guys and, you know, running good routes to create separation. And obviously, we just talked about the pass protection. It's going to be key to, you know, maintain a good pocket there so we can step up and throw. But tight throws, mishandled balls, you know, the defenders, both of whom, you know, these guys are long. Smith's a long guy, over 6'2". They get their hands in there, tip the ball, and, you know, here it ends up being an interception for Barry. So ball security on both ends, the protection end and the throwing end, making sure that, you know, Houston had those four interceptions. I mean, that really killed them.
Yeah, that's one right there. And, you know, momentum killers, too, in this type of game.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Chiefs have an excellent weapon here with Dustin Colquitt, their punter, one of the best punters in the league. He does a great job with, you know, hang time, distance, but also he's a good directional punter. And you can see this play against against Houston. You know, puts the ball here, 56 yards right on the sideline, out of bounds, no return. Great punt, changes field position, backs Houston up. So this guy's really a weapon for him.
You got a pretty good one in yourself, Coach. Good luck tomorrow against the Chiefs. Go get him. Everybody's fired up.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, stay tight right there. More Patriots All Access after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to CBS Scene, our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly. You've already talked about Gronk. I want to get your version on Gronk.
I'm a little worried about it. Anytime you're missing practice time during the course of a playoff week, that's not a good sign. I think he'll play. I'm just not sure how effective he's going to be.
Chandler Jones, moving on. Is he going to be punished tomorrow before he even sees the field?
Steve, I got to think there's something. Even if it's just a series, he doesn't start. He's a guy that's typically out there. He's a three-down player. I got to think at least you have to sit him out to start the game.
You know, you go think back to Wes Welker back in the 2010 season. You know, tomorrow is going to be 5 years to the actual day of that game where the Patriots lost to the Jets, and Bill Belichick disciplined Wes Welker by keeping him off the field on the first offensive series.
Now, that look, was awful, all those foot...
That's right. Yep. That's right. Now, look, every situation different, and I'm not saying that this situation is the same exact thing, but this is where Bill Belichick has to balance the short term. Look, he wants to put the best team out there with the big picture, which is I got 16 years built in this program and it stands for something, and maybe I have to make a
accountability
statement.
How do you think Chandler Jones handled everything?
I thought he handled it as well as you could possibly expect. Obviously, he made a huge mistake, but he owned up to it. You know, there was no Greg Hardy excuse making, refusing to sort of accept the fact that he had done something wrong. Right. He didn't give us any answers, Steve, but I thought he stood up and at least admitted he made a mistake.
Same.
Tom Brady, high ankle sprain. Any other week, this would be a huge story.
Huge story.
We almost forgot that Brady has an ankle sprain.
Yeah, you know, and we watched him out at practice, and I thought he was moving around well. And the one point I'd like to make on Brady tonight is that the extra time he spent with Julian Edelman over the last 2 weeks trying to get that chemistry back together, because Edelman hasn't played since November 15th.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Mike. I think he's been moving around well. We'll see how it holds up on the field. I have to think his mobility is going to be compromised at least a little. I know people might snicker at that, but I think Tom is a very mobile guy in that pocket, and I think that was a big part of 2007 in the Super Bowl when he was dealing with a foot injury. He didn't move around well in that game.
All right, we'll wrap this up with your key players and predictions. I'll start with you.
I think Jamie Collins is really important in this game. Travis Kelce is the one guy that I think on that Chiefs offense, assuming that Jeremy Maclin is limited, if at all, on the field. Kelsey's a guy who can hurt you. Collins is an athletic type. I think he does a really good job of neutralizing that. I think that helps the Patriots keep Kansas City off the board, and I think they end up winning this game 27-17.
I'm going back to Julian Edelman, Steve. Key stat, when he's on the field on third down, they convert 50% of the time. When he's not on the field on third down, it goes down to 33%. Look, when he gets open quick, when he gets open quickly, the offensive line doesn't have to protect as long. What's been the issue of late? Offensive line. We talked about it. It puts a lot on Julian Edelman, maybe unfairly so. I think his return is key for the Patriots. Close game, Steve. Yeah. Not crazy about the way the week has gone for the Patriots. I can't go against them, though. I'll take them 20-17.
What was your score?
27-17. Late touchdown to put it away.
27-27
game, real close.
I like it. All right, guys.
Thanks,
we'll see
Steve.
You tomorrow.
Great night.
Thanks, Steve.
Playoff time, just like you said. All right, that's going to do it for this week's special live edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. Have a great week, everybody. We got you covered from start to finish tomorrow, right here on WBZ. Patriots Game Day kicks things off at 2 o'clock. The Pats and Chiefs get started at 4:35. Stay with us after the game for the fifth quarter post-game show. We'll bring you Tom Brady and Bill Belichick live right after the game, and it's only here on WBZ. For Paul Perillo and Mike Reese and all the hardworking crew behind the scenes, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great night, everybody. See you later.